On episode 123, we continue with part 4 of our look into U.S. soccer elections. 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world. This is episode 123 and part 4 of our look into U.S. soccer elections. On the previous episodes in this series, we have been looking at the election process as well as who gets elected, the president and vice president, as well as where the votes come from. So the votes don't come from the public. They don't come from clubs, coaches, or players, or parents. They come from 4 councils, and these councils have interest groups inside of the 4 councils. So in terms of the athlete council, these are primarily national team players. When we look at the professional council, it is primarily Major League Soccer, the USL, as well as the NWSL. And when you look at the adult amateur, you look at the state associations, you look at some of the amateur leagues and amateur associations. And then when you look at the youth council, you are looking at state associations as well as other youth soccer organizations. Individual clubs, independent clubs, coaches, players, as I've said, don't get a voice or a direct vote. And not only do you not get a direct vote, you don't even get an opportunity to influence those who are supposed to represent you. And so it's really hard to say that we even have a republic when we look at U.S. soccer, much less a democracy. Thanks for listening. Until next time.